بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, dear visitors, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. We are almost through the first month of the new Gregorian year. And if there's one thing that you can surely expect at this time of the year, apart from the cold, of course, is that it will most likely cost more to live. So expenses will probably be going up, prices for the things that we use and that we need, either directly or indirectly, will likely be affected in terms of getting more expensive. So for example, our utility bills might be going up, phone bill might be going up, fees for various things, various activities and various things that we need may be going up as well. Now when things get tight financially, usually there are two approaches that people take. So the first one is that they immediately think of ways to cut costs, to downsize. And normally, that's what businesses do. Individuals do that as well. And that means, you know, looking at your expenses, seeing if you can get the same thing for less, if you can cut down on your needs and the things that you're using. For businesses, usually the first thing is just letting people go in terms of their employees. The other thing, the other approach that's taken, is to think of ways to generate revenue, to generate more income. Right, so an individual, for example, might start looking for another job if things get tight, might be looking to start a business on the side, maybe looking to make some investments or, you know, take out investments and put them into better performing investments or sectors of investments, and so on and so forth. Now, usually both of these approaches are good, and that's what wise people normally do if they're in a crunch and they need to make more, they need to be able to do more with whatever that they're getting in. And if it's done in moderation, likely it's a good thing. But there's a third way. There's a third approach that can be coupled, can be brought together with these two. And it's a very special one. And it's only for the believers. And this has to do with the concept of barakah. So barakah is a term which refers to increase or growth, and also refers to happiness as well. And what it is when something has barakah in it, it has the establishment of divine goodness in it. The establishment of divine goodness, so goodness which is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something which normally cannot really be sensed by people. So you can't be like, you know, sitting at home and the check comes in the mail or something and you're like, oh, this is barakah from Allah. Or you see somebody and you say, oh, mashallah, you know, there's a lot of barakah, although we do tend to say that sometimes. But it cannot really be sensed by people. It can't really be outwardly quantified. Nor is it limited to anything, nor is it limited by anything. Rather, it is this type of unexplainable increase in benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now having more barakah, for example, in one's wealth, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the dollar figure necessarily has to increase. Right? That doesn't necessarily have to be the case, although it could be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that as well for a person. But what it refers to generally is that there's an increase in the benefit that is derived from a particular amount. So basically what we refer to as, you know, getting your money to go further. Right? So you have the same amount of money, you have 20 bucks, you know, you can buy or you know, satisfy three needs of yours with $20. Or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in it, you can actually end up satisfying four or five or six needs out of those same $20. So the money can, or the wealth in this case, can reach further and last longer. Now barakah in anything, but especially in wealth, which of course is a part of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined as sustenance for us, our risk, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided. The barakah in this can increase or decrease. Okay, so the amount will be the same that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for each person in terms of our risk, in terms of our sustenance. But the barakah in it, the utility of that wealth, for example, can increase and decrease depending on one's actions. In one's actions. So if one does actions which attract the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or barakah from Allah, then that same amount of money which has been destined can end up going further. And on the other hand, if a person acts in a way which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to pull his barakah from our sustenance, from our risk, then that same amount of money can end up doing less for us. So the question now is, how can we attract the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have barakah in our lives? Especially when the situation is tight or difficult. So for example, somebody, like I said, loses their jobs, you know, has hours cut from what they've been doing, or has a tough time through their business. So how can we attract Allah's blessings and increase barakah in our lives? Now it has to be very clear that there's no specific formula per se. Okay, so there's nothing specific in terms of the guarantee that, okay, if we do it, then for sure the barakah will increase. The general formula is that we need to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the forefront of all of our needs. So whatever need we have, we know that ultimately it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's going to fulfill that need for us, and Allah is the one who sustains us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can increase anything as much as He wants. Now the first thing that can help in attracting these blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to have taqwa. To be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be fearfully conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do things that only please Him. Avoid the things which displease Him. And this is sounds very simple. Of course, it can be harder to implement. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Qur'an, the proof of that is in the Qur'an, where He says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. That whoever is conscious of Allah, whoever has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes for them a way out. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. He makes a way out for them, meaning out of any difficulty. So if you're finding yourself in some difficulty, whether it's financial or any other difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That whoever fears Allah, whoever is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever has the reverent fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a way out for them, meaning out of their difficulties. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And that's not it. On top of that, Allah provides for them sustenance from where they cannot even conceive. Some places where you would not have even imagined. So if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you act responsibly, remembering that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching you, and you are afraid of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will, inshaAllah, according to His promise, and Allah does not go against His promises, He will find a way out for you, make a way out of your difficulties and your troubles, and on top of that, will provide you from places that you have not even imagined. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also referred to people of the past. And He has said, for example, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. That if the people of the townships had believed and kept from evil, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Surely we would have opened for them blessings from the sky and from the earth. So as a result of their believing and their being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from evil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we would have opened for them the blessings from the sky and the earth. But they did not do that, fortunately. And if we act responsibly, meaning if we spend with taqwa and we live our lives with taqwa, we also automatically can end up cutting wasteful spending too. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a person who wastes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like waste. He does not like wasters. Okay, people who waste their money, for example, waste their food and so on and so forth. Right? So if we act responsibly and we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things should automatically be getting reined in. So that's number one. Secondly is trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul. Right? Having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in that same verse, or in the same sequence of verses, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Right? That if anyone puts his trust in Allah, sufficient is Allah for him. Right? For any person who places their trust in Allah. Meaning they try their best, and then they leave the matter up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say that Allah is the best of supporters, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of trustees, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for that purpose, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely accomplish whatever that person is trying to accomplish. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also told us that if only you relied on Allah with a true reliance, meaning the human beings, if we relied on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with true reliance, right, حق توكله, what would Allah do? He would provide sustenance for us, or for you, the Prophet ﷺ said, just as He does for the birds. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the birds, we know that. Right? Yet the birds, they make an effort, they go out in the morning, they bring back food, but they don't plan the way the human beings plan. Right? So they don't, They place their trust in Allah, that they go out, they make the effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them sustenance. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they fly out in the morning empty and return in the afternoon with full stomachs. So if the human beings had the same amount of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if we made an effort, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us whatever risk, whatever sustenance He has, provisions that He has written for us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide for us in the same way that He provides for the birds. So those are two things, taqwa and tawakkul. Honesty, especially when it comes to trade and work. Now you see, a person thinks, a person who is being dishonest in trade, for example, or at work, feels that, okay, if I am, you know, if I can cheat a little bit, perhaps I can derive more benefit, right? So if I cheat someone, I can get more money than I would if I wasn't, as opposed to if I was being honest in this trade, right? So that's the purpose of cheating, usually, of being dishonest. Now, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that the opposite is true. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that the opposite is true, and that is that if a person is dishonest in their trade, if a person is dishonest in their work, it may seem to them that they are making more, they're deriving more benefit, right, in terms of wealth or whatever it is, but in fact they're losing the blessings or the barakah that comes with that money. Okay, so they might end up getting more or getting a lot, but in reality the utility of that money and the goodness in that money will be gone. And it can be that they end up getting more money, but then they end up having to spend more too because of, you know, various circumstances, whether it's illnesses, whether it's, you know, accidents, or what happens when you have a car accident. Right, you make a claim, insurance. What happens? Insurance rates go up, right? So that's just one example. Legal troubles, this, that. There's so many other things that can pop up. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it can easily make it so that even a large sum of money can seem to be very little and not sufficient for a person. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the buyer and the seller have the option of confirming or canceling the sale unless they separate, right? So before they separate, when the transaction is going on, they both have the option of saying, okay, no, I don't want this, or, you know, of canceling the sale, or of making the sale. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if they spoke the truth and made everything clear, meaning if there's any defects or whatever the terms of the sale is, so if their transaction was clean, then they would be blessed in their sale. What would happen? If the transaction is clean from both sides, then they are blessed in the sale. The Prophet ﷺ went on and said, if they told lies and hid some facts, their sale would be deprived of barakah. Their sale would be deprived of blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So that's another very important part. As Allah tells us in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Right? O you who believe, eat not of each other's wealth or property by unfair and dishonest means. Except if it's a trade amongst you, إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَن تَرَاضٍ مِّنْكُمْ, except if it's a trade amongst you by mutual consent. Giving thanks to Allah. Giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings, as we have discussed earlier, is another way of increasing His blessings upon us as well. لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us very clearly, and if you all give thanks to Me, I will surely increase you. So if you want more from Allah, if you want more blessings, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more, inshaAllah. And also, using these blessings to also please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, if you use Allah's blessings, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us something, and we use those blessings, instead of pleasing Him, to disobey Him, and to do things which He is displeased with, then that is not a good way of getting more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this one also, according to conventional wisdom, doesn't really seem to make sense, but this is what the Prophet ﷺ has told us, and this is in fact true, and there is giving in charity. So the Prophet ﷺ has told us that مَا نَقَصَ صَدَقَةٌ مِنْ مَالٍ, right? That charity does not reduce wealth. Okay, now when you make a donation, right, you're thinking, okay, when I drop in $20 into the box, or you know, when I make a PayPal donation or whatever, whenever there's $100 debited from my account every month as a donation, the figures are going down, right? It's a deduction. It's something that's gone out from the account. Yet the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that it does not decrease wealth. Right? So how does that fit in? So yes, you may be spending and giving in charity, but our overall wealth, for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responsible in giving to us, it will not decrease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either find ways, will take another way to give us more, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the barakah in our existing funds, our existing wealth, so that we are able to accomplish and do more with that amount of money. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also told us that Allah the Exalted says, أَنْفِقْ يَبْنَ آدَمْ يُنْفَقْ عَلَيْكَ, that son of Adam, spend. Spend, meaning spend in good ways, in charity, and you will also be spent upon. Right? So if you spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also be spending on you as well. Greed. Okay, now we think we want more. Right? We want more money, so we should work harder, we should do more, we should, you know, work on it more so that we can get more, so that we can satisfy more, and then we can keep getting more and more. But barakah and greed don't go together. If you want barakah in our wealth, if you want blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't have greed. Because if we have greed, then it's going to cancel out the barakah that could come in. Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu, he said that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for something and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it to him. And he says, I asked him again and he gave me, and he said to me, oh Hakim, this wealth is sweet and green. Okay, meaning it's something which is alluring. And if one takes it without greed, then one is blessed in it. If one takes it without greed, then one is blessed in it. And if one takes it with greediness, then one is not blessed in it, and will be like the one who eats without satisfaction. Right? So a person who eats, yes, he is getting nourishment, but there's no satisfaction. If a person is eating, but is not getting satisfaction, yes, he's eating and he or she is getting nourishment from that, but is not getting the full benefit of that. Right? In the same way, if somebody takes wealth with greed, then there's no blessing in it. Right? So yes, the wealth is there, it may be used for something, but there's no barakah, there's no blessings in it. As opposed to, if a person takes it without greed, okay? So looks at wealth without greed, uses, you know, as much as needed, without being greedy, and doesn't run after wealth with greediness, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that wealth, inshaAllah. Seeking forgiveness from Allah is another factor. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is another factor to attaining barakah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that the one who holds fast to istighfar, man lazima al-istighfar, right? The person who holds fast to seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? جَعْلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا, that Allah will open a path from poverty and difficulties. All sorrow and hardship will be removed. Right? So not just difficulties and poverty, but also all sorrows and hardships will be removed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant that person sustenance from unexpected sources. From unexpected sources. So this is one of the reasons why many of the scholars recommend, and this is a habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, to continuously recite istighfar. Right? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do it 70 times a day, 100 times a day. Right, to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are some of the benefits of reciting istighfar. Reciting the Quran as well. Right? Kitabun anzalnahu mubarakun, right? It's a blessed book. So recite the Quran and you will have blessings and barakah as well. Keeping ties of kinship. You wouldn't think that this would make a difference. Right? But keeping ties of kinship between family members, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, maintaining good ties with kinship brings love between relatives, and increases wealth and prolongs life. Increases wealth and prolongs life. So this is another way of getting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakah. And there's a few other things which I'll mention quickly. So for example, saying bismillah before we start eating. Right? Say Bismillah before you start eating, and you will be blessed in it. Prophet ﷺ has also advised, gather together, eat together. You see, we are used to nowadays, to everyone, not only do we eat separately in separate plates, but we also eat separately. Even not as a family, we don't get together, hardly, many times. Right? When we have a meal together. So Prophet ﷺ has advised that you eat together. And the practice was to eat actually together in the same dish. So Prophet ﷺ said, gather together and eat your food and say Allah's name over it and you will be blessed in it. And also in another hadith, eat together all of you. And do not separate individually because the barakah is in the group. Also, cleaning the utensils, the plates, licking the fingers, because the Prophet ﷺ said you don't know in which morsel, in which part of your food lies the blessing. Right? You may be wasting your food, you may be thinking that you're full and you don't need it anymore, but the few grains of rice or whatever it is that remain in your plate, those may be the ones that actually have barakah in them. We like sleeping in, right? But waking up early, the Prophet ﷺ has told us that Allah has made the early hours blessed for my ummah. Right? So if you wake up early, offer your fajr prayer, and you do some work, you will have more barakah and more blessings in that work and during that time, inshallah. And this has been my personal experience as well. When you enter the home, say assalamu alaikum. Say assalamu alaikum, say the salam when you enter the home. Inshallah, your home and your family will also be blessed. And you see, when we look at some of the pious people, we notice that their actual source of income may be very limited, but they are satisfied. Right? They are satisfied and their needs are being met, and they might even have some extra. And we think that, okay, how is that possible? We spend so much time working and making all these efforts, and you know, we hardly have anything left. Whereas, you know, they're making so little, yet they're still satisfied and they're living a fulfilling life. Right? And this, many times, can be the result of barakah. And finally, as the Prophet ﷺ would do, should always, always make dua for barakah. For example, the Prophet ﷺ would make dua for people and say, Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtahum waghfir lahum warhamhum. Right? That, oh Allah, bless for them, bless them that which you have provided and forgive them and have mercy upon them. And when we start, you know, eating as well, Allahumma barik lana fima razaqtana. So always, always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah, for blessings, not just in our wealth, but also in our health, in our family life, in our work, and everything else that we do, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant barakah to all of us in every aspect of our lives. May He make our wealth, our health, our time, our food, our income, our families, our homes, our businesses, our communities, everything filled with barakah. Ameen wa akhidam wa alhamdulillah.